We'll go into the Gage County Board of Supervisors meeting for Wednesday, February 8th, 2023 at 8:51. We will begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation, Juergens, Haxby, Schuler, Tiemann, Dorn, Swavely, and Lytle. Good morning, all.
Morning.
Good morning.
We'll begin with the consent agenda. It may be lengthy today, thanks to our highway superintendent's permits. Approve the general agenda, approve minutes of the meeting held January 25th, 2023. Approve all claims through February 8, 2023 in the amount of $536,054.26. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve canceling check number 2301045 to Thomas and Thomas Court Reporters in the amount of $162.99. Approve district court summary fee report and register of deeds fee report for the month of January 2023. Approve caretakers for the Pioneer Cemeteries for 2023. Approve utility permit number 1260 to Northern Natural Gas. Northern Natural Gas will be repairing a gas line section on South 12th Street just north of Cortland. Northern Natural Gas will have an excavation on both east and west sides of the road in the right-of-way to repair the gas line. Once completed, Northern Natural Gas will backfill all excavated areas back to existing grade. Located on the east side of Section 2 and west side of Section 1, Township 6, North Range 6 East, Highland Township. Approve utility permit number 1261 to Norris Public Power. Norris will be boring a new electric line on South 23rd Road, approximately 1,800 feet south of the intersection of Hoyt and South 23rd Road. Norris will bore a 2-inch line 8-foot deep under the road from the west grader ditch to the east grader ditch, continuing to bore on private property. Located on the east side of Section 36, Township 4 North, Range 6 East, Midland Township, and west side of Section 31, Township 4 North, Range 7 East, Logan Township. Approve utility permit number 1262 to Diller Telephone. Diller Telephone will be adding new fiber line to current fiber line that is installed in the southwest part of the county. Diller Telephone will be plowing at the edge of the roadway and bore a 3-inch line 10-foot to 15-foot under the all creeks, road crossings, and culverts / concrete structures. Project number one, Diller Telephone will be installing new fiber line on Highway 4 between Sargent and Southwest 131st Road. A state permit will be required, and on Sargent Road between Highway 4 and Southwest 117th, located northwest quarter of Section 27, north of Section 28, Township 4 North, Range 5 East, Blakely Township. Approve utility permit number 1263 to Diller Telephone. Diller Telephone will be adding new fiber line to current fiber that is installed in the southwest part of the county. Diller Telephone will be plowing at the edge of the roadway and bore a 3-inch line 10 to 15 feet under all creeks, road crossings, and culvert concrete structures. Project number two, Diller Telephone will be installing new fiber line on Scott Road between Southwest 117th to Southwest 142nd Road on Southwest 142nd Road between Belvedere to a half mile south of Hoyt Road on the Belvedere and Southwest 142nd, going east a half a mile, located on the west side of Section 31, Township 4 North, Range 5 East, Blakely Township, and north side of Section 5, north, west, and east sides of Section 6, and north side of Section 7, Township 3 North, Range 5 East, Lincoln Township. Approve utility permit number 1264. To Diller Telephone, Diller Telephone will be adding new fiber line to current fiber that is installed in the southwest part of the county. Diller Telephone will be plowing at the edge of the roadway and bore a 3-inch line 10 to 15 feet under all creeks, road crossings, and culvert concrete structures. Project number three, Diller Telephone will be installing new fiber line at the intersection of Southwest 142nd and Lilac, going south a half mile on the southwest on Southwest 131st Road between Lilac to one half mile south of Highway 136. On Highway 136 between Southwest 117th to Southwest 131st Road, state permit will be required, and Southwest 61st Road between Highway 136 to one half mile north, located west side of east side, west side and east side of Section 18, east side of Section 19, and north side of Section 20, as well as east side of Section 13, Township 3 North, Range 5 East, Lincoln Township. Lastly, approve quote from Gene Raber Construction for storm damage repair to the roof and gutter, roof gutters and siding on the county triplex, which houses the Veterans Office, including updating the building to LP siding from vinyl siding for an additional cost beyond insurance of $10,395. I'd ask for a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented, unless there are items anyone would like to take it off for discussion.
Can I hear 9 through 12 repeated?
I'm sure that's recorded. I do have a question, though. On those, it says installing fiber to the south side of the county, although that appears to be right along 136 or north of 136.
County.
Yes, it is south of Centerline.
They're in the area they're already in. They're just expanding.
Right, right.
So moved.
Moved by Swavely, second by Lytle to approve the consent agenda as presented. Any additional comment? Seeing none, please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Regular agenda, comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Seeing no public here, we will move on to committee reports. Building and grounds, winter lights, Mr. Swavely.
David will brief us. We had our, you know, nothing real major, okay, so he can update us on what's going on, okay? So.
Yes. Thank you for approving the Veterans Office upgrade. That'll be nice that we had some insurance money coming, and we'll be able to improve the building with the LP siding. I think that'll really look nice. So get together with Scott, and there are a lot of color choices to make, so I think maybe pick something maybe even different than white this time to go with. Restrooms, they are finished pretty much. They have a meeting tomorrow, so luckily I'm glad that they're done. I'm supposed to meet with them here just in a little bit and just kind of do a final walkthrough. They did have one stall panel that was too long. They put it in place just for a temporary, and as soon as a new one comes in, they're going to change that out. And otherwise, we've got to just hang up a few things on the walls yet, and that's good to go. And then with the ramp entrance, we have been talking about improvements for the to have a better entrance coming in that would include the handicapped entrance. And so we're going to call for some conceptual ideas on that. And so I did reach out to three different architects to see if they can just come down and see what we have and kind of get something started.
Sounds good. I mean, that's... We all got something in the mail from the one. We should have. I don't know who all did, but.
Yeah.
Thank you, David.
Thank you,
Mr. Jones. Station. We had some discussion on that. I guess I should hand that off to you as well. We had some discussion on potentially having the referees come in, hopefully the 22nd, visit with us about what we will be looking forward to and what we'll expect from them. Hopefully have a little more organized equalization through protests. Finance and insurance, Mr. Jurgens.
We have one large ticket item. Garrison Law Firm, attorney fees, $15,100.25, and that's it.
Mr. Lytle.
We're coming up on a big day, eventually, here shortly. Do we have an idea as to how close we're getting? And
no, not yet. Close, but we're still behind 2 months, you know, with taxes.
Right.
So.
When do you think the sales tax will be in approximately?
What month?
End of this month. We're in the beginning of February, so end of this month,
no,
beginning
of
next. No,
it's toward the end of February. We get it usually about the 22nd of the month is when they.
So by the end of March, we should have the rest of the sales tax in.
Should. Mm-hmm. So we'll know.
Beginning of March.
They always deposit it like on the 22nd, 23rd. Is when Lori gets it, and she receipts it to me. So that's usually when the money comes in from the state.
The end of February.
We'll get one in February, and then March will be February's because we're 2 months behind. Right?
Wait a minute. No.
Months behind, so January's or December's will come in the end of this month. So by the beginning of March, we'll know.
Yep. I was a month off, but yep. Then we'll know.
So at the end of February, we should have all that in.
Okay. Yep.
So we'll know where we're at there. We've made some internal transfers. We'll take a look, and then we're going to be really close. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, prior to budget year, we'll know where we're at. It'll be a different budget next year.
Well, I mean, we'll write that final check in May, right?
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Depends.
May, June. I mean, the anticipation is attempt to in May. It may be June, but... May, June,
and if we
July.
We can probably do it before.
I wanted close. January, so let's not push it too far out there.
It'll be as soon as possible. You know, some of it does depend on collections, too. We're always playing that back game, what's actually in, what's not. But
I get it.
It's getting closer. It's scary to make any statement of any date because we don't know that
coming
yet.
Coming soon.
Stay tuned. Yeah, that'll be a good one. Won't be our only big ticket item that time, Terry, but it'll be the final one there. Human resources, employee relations. We really haven't had any issues there, so that's good. I did have Don put performance evaluations on your desks for the employees that we directly manage. So if you guys could fill those out for those four employees. Four employees,
yeah.
And get those back to me, that'd be great, and I'll try to just put them, kind of combine them into one evaluation again. Those, of course, would be the highway superintendent, the veteran affairs officer, the emergency manager, and Mr. Jones. So if we could get those together, and then we'll figure out how we want to address just giving each of them an update on how they're doing, things we'd like to see improved upon, things that have been going well also. I would appreciate your input.
We do have FOP negotiations ongoing.
And Mr. Lytle has been heading up some FOP negotiations, and they've been progressing very well. So thank you for that. Law enforcement, emergency management. Mr. Lytle.
I don't have anything, Lisa or Gus.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Just going to talk about some meetings to keep on your agenda so you know. February 15th, next Wednesday, Gage County Zoning will be meeting. And actually on our agenda that night will be to talk about solar regulations again. And those regulations are after the review from the public comments made during the hearing process. I think we discussed at a committee meeting that the commission took a look at adding another classification to that, and that deals with setbacks, also with the escrow accounts to help manage studies and so forth. So that's on the agenda for next Next Wednesday night, it's a Wednesday. We elected to change that night just because of Valentine's Day, so not meeting on that Tuesday. And then March 2nd is a upcoming for our two hearings that we have. We have two hearings coming in. We place those hearings on the same night. One's for a commercial greenhouse operation in Logan Township, southeast quarter. So if you're looking at directions, I guess that'd be 66 Road and East Hoyt Road. So that's the commercial greenhouse operation. And then a swine feeding operation in Hanover Township, and that's going to be on 82nd and East Cedar Road there. So a 7:15 hearing for the commercial greenhouse operation, and then a 7:30 hearing for the swine feeding operation. Moving back to next Wednesday's meeting, our hopes are that, you know, dependent upon the review of the changes that were made from the last discussion timeline, they'll be reviewing those changes on the regulations that we'll be able to move forward with a hearing again. And the board is open to scheduling that hearing in March also. So that's depending upon what we have come in, you know, from the conversation then. For emergency management side, I'm just going to pass it up if you want to. Storm spotters training is coming up. We have storm spotter training coming in February 28th. This is a flyer for you guys. That particular training is put on by the National Weather Service. We co-op with Saline, Jefferson, and then Gage County. That's held out at the Homestead National Monument. So those individuals, we get a lot of Boy Scout groups that also come out, 4-H groups that come out and learn about weather. But it really teaches, you know, the facts about storm spotting and what we look at there. And then tonight we have a 3 and 33 mutual aid meeting, fire meeting. It's our annual meeting that is going to be hosted over in Fairbury at the fire department there. All of our rural fire departments will, most likely the fire chiefs and assistant chiefs will be in attendance with that. What we do at that particular meeting is just overview the training needs by the associations, look at each association's assets that they purchased, get them countered into as a resource, and then we talk about just the outside resources that they may need. Specifically, I think what's come up with the fires, the grass fires that we've had in the last 6 months, you know, working through those resources, that if air suppression is needed at some point in time, you know, what that procedure is needed to be done. So with that, that's all I have unless you have questions.
Lisa, those public hearings are still on for this meeting?
They are scheduled for March 2nd.
March 2nd. I wrote that down wrong.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
March 2nd, 7:15 and 7:30.
The next meeting, Lisa, is the
15th.
Next, a week from today. Yep, and that'll be solar. So.
And P&Z has been working diligently on trying to get some of these items
so close.
Reviewed. And
yep, so close. They had great discussion last time looking at setbacks, really reviewing their requirements for, you know, decommissioning hazardous materials, you know, that sort of thing, and then comparing that. But they did add the fourth class in there for a classification through their conversation. So you'll see setbacks that are set for those classes up to, you know, over 2 megawatts. So
is there a similar component to the wind where there's participating, non-participating
yes,
members?
Yes, the same build, yeah.
I think that's a really important piece mm-hmm. of that mm-hmm. puzzle, too.
Yeah.
Anything else for Lisa?
So this, excuse me, but March 2nd is not a regularly scheduled meeting, correct?
So we, as far as a regular scheduled meeting, we're working in those hearings. So
the hearings are special.
Yeah, so we may have, we'll see how our meeting Wednesday night works out. We know because of, you know, the two hearings, it's not going to be the right time to have a hearing for, you know, solar. If we get to that point and we have board action, we'd want to have a separate meeting. So in talking with the board members, we felt, you know what, they would be willing to try to get that knocked out in March yet. You know, if we get to that point through conversation, so we may very well meet, you know, 2 weeks later then.
So the public hearing for solar could be in March?
Yes, if we can get board action to move forward, yeah, that would.
Which would be the next regularly scheduled.
So.
I think that's what I had in my calendar, which was second Tuesday.
Right, if I can get quorum. Sometimes we work between a Tuesday and Thursday and then work around you guys' schedule too as far as when the meeting room is available. So.
Okay. Thank
all
you.
Right. You bet. Thank you. Anything else? All right.
Thanks, Lisa. Yes. Gus, I got a couple questions.
Uh-oh. Made him get up, didn't he?
Oh, God.
I saw him lounging back there, so I figured he ought to do something.
Yes, sir.
Just update as far as employees. You still got open positions?
We have one deputy position yet. We got a fill. We have one leaving for extended deployment this month. They'll leave us two, and then possibly something coming up on the corrections side will be a short one. Just don't know on that yet.
And that's open and advertised, or?
The deputy's one, yeah. So, we've had them advertised. And
any responses on it, or?
We've done the academy. We've done our website here. The county have done my site. And like I say, we're working on a recruitment video, but there's just nothing out there. Kind of sad.
Corrections, when you have that open position, are you expecting the same type of response?
Yep. Okay. And unfortunately, we don't have the pool to choose from, so the ones we do get, many times, don't make it through the testing and background process. They just don't raise to the top where we need to have them, so that's what we're running into.
Okay. Second, as far as the cars go, everything's on hand, correct?
The cars are here. I just got the titles yesterday in the mail, so I'll be working on those.
Do we need to have somebody do a title check on them?
I certainly hope not. We'll be getting them graphiced out next week, and then hopefully before too much longer, there'll be an Omaha Jones getting equipment in. So
we got scheduled plans with Jones.
Yeah, they're working through that now, so they should have everything.
Got all the equipment.
They should have everything in, as far as we know, sent into them, and I just sent a claim over today on the citations. That was everything was mailed directly to them, and that's all in. They got the components, so it should be coming along.
Now that we've got those on hand, can you get the board a new report, vehicle report? So
please,
so everybody can look to see where we're at.
Yep.
Just keep everybody on top of where we're at there.
Sure can.
I think we've made up some ground there.
We made some ground, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Do these have the auto shut off after so many minutes?
We have to. They're Fords. If we don't, they'll just die on us. So we gotta.
That'd be great.
Put your foot on the brake, the engine shut off. You leave it in gear.
These mine probably is, don't.
I don't know.
I know we have the equipment. The computers are set up for, I think it's a half hour, and they cycle off. So if they have to come in real quick and go back out, that doesn't shut down. The cars, once in a while, see one running, but they're all check on it, and they're in there doing something for quick report and back out. So they know we're watching.
Quick, huh?
We give them 30 minutes is quick for us, and they're doing stuff. So we don't lay concrete that quick.
Don't say that. Don't say a half hour is quick.
For doing reports and back out. Yeah.
Response time's a lot better than a half
response.
Hour.
Is that it?
Yes.
Okay.
Broden Bridge, Mr. Juergens. Oh, hold on. We're going to hold off.
It didn't take me long.
Well,
all right.
It's actually 9:15. We have a timed event. Are there any other bids for fuel in the audience? If not, I would ask for a motion to close bidding for the 2023 fuel bids.
Second.
Moved by Haxby.
I'm trying to get something over on this side.
Second by Swavely. Any discussion? Please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. There is currently only one fuel bid.
Go fast.
Jesus.
This is from Sapp Brothers. This is for 72,000 gallons of diesel fuel, number 2 premium, dyed diesel fuel with fuel additive package, no state or federal tax, $3.13. The second part of it is for unleaded 87 E10 gasoline. There is state tax, no federal tax, $2.77. Let me do that over. That's for 38,000 gallon, $2.773. How does that compare to last year, Gary?
I don't remember where we were at last year, but I can tell you that that's good numbers.
Gas was at 302, and I think diesel was at 290.
I know, I'd have to look here.
I was going to say, the diesel was probably a little less.
Gas was
I know we're up this year.
Diesel was.
Well, so while he's looking that up for us, I'll say that. I'll speak on it after we accept them in.
Wow, just one. Yeah. Can we get a bid? One bid.
That makes it easy.
Yeah. Are you looking that up quick, Mark?
I'm trying.
On this bid, unlike some of the others, we generally, there's not a lot to review. I'm sure you just compared all bids just now.
And on this bid, we have a go into December 31st rather than shutting off at the end of November or 1st of November where it was. Yeah. Last year, we were at diesel, we were at $2.90, and that was for 68,000 gallons of fuel. And gas, we are at $3.04 for 32,000 gallons.
Gas went a little bit better, and diesel went a little bit more.
You upped your fuel by 4,000 gallons. Last year, we didn't burn through that. Is that because of the additional time?
That was because of the additional time.
And we have an additional gallons that we didn't use this year that
we
should have.
We did, but we also had two trucks that broke down mid-summer,
right.
What we did is we had called Sapp Brothers and seen what we had used from January 1st to November, and that's roughly where we were at. So we have that little month of play that it should be really close.
As we get to the end this next year, let's take a look at what we have purchased or potential to purchase, and we'll work that out at the end of the year.
And then for upcoming, I would like it to where we'd call for bids in December to where they will start January, whatever the first meeting's going to be, and let them go for a full year rather than in February or March.
That probably won't happen. Mr. Lytle could explain why.
The reason we do it the way we do is because this is the time frame where you get the cheapest price for the year.
We can. I mean, that's whatever we can do.
That's why we do it at this time frame.
And that was the Sapp Brothers had brought that up to us, why we don't bid out for the full year. Rather than
Well, they want to make more money.
I think Gary has said in the past, Valentine's Day, price your fuel in that time frame.
And we don't want
we've done the same thing because of that. It seems to work.
If that's what you want to do.
Motion to approve bids.
Second.
Moved by Juergens, second by Haxby to approve the fuel bid from Sapp Brothers, Inc. for 72,000 gallons of red at $3.13 and 38,000 gallons of E10 with necessary included tax at $2.773. Any more discussion on this, Mr. Lytle?
We'll see how the rest of the year goes, but it looks like, we hit the right time again at this point in time. I mean, who knows what'll happen moving forward, but I've been watching and contracting fuel for customers here in the last month and a half, and it's been up and down. But this number here is towards the bottom side of where that range has been, so it looks like a pretty good deal for the county again. So
anticipate seeing prices go up through the year?
I would, unfortunately, I would anticipate the green team in Washington, D.C. driving prices up artificially again.
I did hear that we may need oil for at least another 10 years last night. So. All right. We have a motion by Juergen, second by Haxby, to approve the bid as submitted. Any additional discussion? Please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Back to Road and Bridge, Mr. Juergens.
I put my glasses away. No, you can say, all right. We have a resolution to approve Haxby, county bridge match program agreement with the NDOT. We've done the fuel bids already, so scrap that one. First dump truck should be done this week. They're working on the second one. Township Associated meeting is February 23rd at 7 p.m. at the Legion Club. Tiemann met with group, Mr. Tiemann met with group about 162nd Road.
I heard of Mr. Tiemann, and I thought
that
was wrong at first.
Got his attention.
Anything else for Road and Bridge?
You want an update on Beth Bridge?
Certainly.
That'd be grand.
So we were having difficulties getting bearing capacity with the gravity hammer. We driven one pile. One new pile next to the existing pile to a 140 feet, and we were still only getting 80 kips, would correlate to about 40 ton. We required is 45 ton. They went back to the drawing board, talked to Mr. Manili. We also switched over to a diesel hammer. I watched yesterday. They had driven one of the outside pile, one of the outside new pile. And we had roughly 96 kips, which correlates to 46 ton, give or 45 ton, give or take. It was exactly where we needed to be, a little over. When I got there, they had about 20 feet left to drive on the second pier from the north end, north end. And that one ended up was even higher. We were closer to 100 kips. On that one, as for just testing, we hit that 140 to see where we were at with the diesel hammer. Based off the diesel hammer, we would be at just over 110 kips, so puts us, 55 ton off the diesel hammer. The gravity hammer showed that we were still under our required strength or bearing capacity based off the gravity hammer. That is all because of the different factors in for all that. The gravity hammer is also using a 4,000-pound hammer compared to a 2,800-pound hammer on the diesel. So they are going to continue driving everything with the diesel hammer. They will set everything with the gravity, the first 60 feet, and then the additional 40 will be done with the diesel, and we should get bearing based off 100 feet. Hopefully.
So we're back in the money.
We're back in the money. So we've only
We using a diesel hammer in the first place? We asked that, and I mean,
I think it was more convenient for the contractor at that time. Which, like he said, I asked that at the same question yesterday. He says on smaller bridges, it's easier with the gravity hammer than it is a diesel.
So we'll save quite a bit of footage there.
So far, we've only had to put an additional 40 foot on one pile. So. But we're back to our standard spec of 100 feet driven.
Good deal. Seemed odd, though, to use a gravity hammer where it's so unused that the state actually came out to observe how it worked.
Well, and there again, I don't think the state really knows much about the gravity hammers because their formulas keep changing. So everybody's out there to cover. It's so hard to see what's going on.
So you would say the diesel hammer method is kind of tried and true, and evidently it works?
It's just so hard to tell. I'm not going to say yay or nay.
if we're getting bearing capacity and they're going to certify it, I'm all for it.
Time frame?
We're still going to probably be pushing that 90 days from when he started. One, two, three, March-ish, somewhere in there.
Still right on schedule, though. We did get a call across the hall about a bridge on Chestnut Road east of DeWitt needing some surfacing. The email from across the hall said the deck was worn thin and needed hot patched. So Mark's going to take a look at that. He wasn't aware of any issue there, so we'll take a look. Any other updates for us?
What updates do you want? I got nothing.
Okay. Anything else for Road and Bridge?
I've got a question, and maybe this is more for Roger. It's been asked, if with 162nd Road adjoining Virginia city limits and being annexed according to state statute into Virginia, can Virginia, why does Virginia need our permission to put dust control or to lower the speed limit? You know,
I have to look at or ask on something. I don't do municipal law.
Well,
I'll find out.
They had to come to us to ask to get permission to put dust control on it, and the same way with lowering the speed limit, but yet they're going to have to pay for hard surfacing it.
But they don't pay for any maintenance on that road at this time either.
Well, and they realize that. I do too, but I think it's a fair question.
No, if you could look into that, Counselor, that'd be great. That's
the specific question is what?
The piece of road 7/8 of a mile?
No, it's like we measured out for dust control 2,200 feet, but that's a couple hundred foot, about 2,000 feet.
The road adjacent to Virginia has been annexed by Virginia, and it belongs to them. Can they set the speed limit and do maintenance, which would be dust control themselves, without us doing it?
They can't set the speed limit.
They cannot? If it's annexed in, they cannot?
They'd have to do through their village, but that I highly doubt it.
I would tend to think that
because
they could
if
they're incorporated.
Because that's labeled as a county road.
But it might be mislabeled. I mean, I didn't know that it was a village road. There is a good possibility if Beatrice annexes a piece of road, it loses county road status. So if, take for example, Belvedere Road between Sumner and Doyle Center Street, that's county, so it's technically 50 mile an hour. If that would revert to city gravel, I believe that speed limit could be 35 miles an hour.
Well, isn't that why Sargent Street is 35 on each end, or at least on the west end?
That's a mismarked sign. That's actually 50 the whole way. Somebody put up a sign inappropriately.
And maybe I got the wrong impression, but there was a little stretch of it there that was city.
City goes straight to the east edge of Schneider's building, and that's where it stops. Pretty much where the asphalt
they blacktopped
at.
It.
Okay.
I was thinking of the other end. If they could do maintenance and stuff on it, that would mean
we're done.
Yeah.
That's the other drawback for them, but
well,
still.
It's a give and a take, Mr. Juergens.
How long the stretch are we talking here?
2,000 feet.
A little better than half a mile.
That'd be less than half a mile.
No, it's a little better than half a mile.
Well, irregardless, okay.
Feet south of the last intersection.
It's three blocks, whatever that is.
Be about no. It's going to be more than that. It'll be 900. How many feet did you get on a wheel?
2,200 feet, but that's beyond the last intersection to the south by
about 2,200 foot, give or take a half mile.
Okay.
Half a mile would be by the
2,800.
28 is 2,600 feet.
Oh yeah, 52. Okay.
2,640.
I say so. Okay, so. Yeah, we're quibbling over 300 or 300 or 400 feet, but yeah, I know. Okay, so
roundabouts, give or take a few hundred feet.
It's two or it's like 3/10 of a mile.
But the question would be, can they lower the speed limit since it's a village road? Can they do maintenance items
on both sides of it? The county road.
It goes to a state highway, and then it goes from State Highway South past the village, and then it becomes county. They actually could start taking care of that road if they would take over maintenance. I would say they could, because we don't have an interlocal agreement with them, I assume.
Not that I know of.
So if they would want to start doing maintenance, my assumption, if that's a village road, they could lower speed limit. They could take over maintenance.
Pest control, whatever.
Rough answer.
But then they'd have to maintain it, too, so it may be
but
a wash.
Let's let Roger make sure. But, I mean, that would be my first instinct. We did not know early on that they owned that piece of road. This may take care of all the headache and all the expense for re-rocking and everything else there. Because you guys have dumped an enormous amount of money into that recently. Good question.
And there will still be some more money going into it because,
well,
I mean,
maybe we should hold off on reconstruction.
Well, we can start from the south or north.
Yeah. I mean, we're just talking about the 2,000 feet next to Virginia, not the
whole. There will still be some shaping, a little fine-tuning, and the before gravel gets placed on it.
But that would be nice if they could take care of their road there and then whatever they want to do. Good question. Anything else for Mark? Thank you, sir. More stuff for council here. I'd ask for a motion to approve or disapprove resolution number
23-01.
Waited to February for that.
Yeah.
Ask for a motion to approve or disapprove resolution 23-01. Directing the Gage County Attorney to institute action to foreclose on delinquent real estate taxes.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Haxby, second by Lytle. Do you have any? No? Swavely, sorry.
Or Jurgens.
Or Jurgens, they both joined in.
Roger, do you have anything for us on this one? Or?
This is just a required statutory protocol to initiate the action on foreclosures. For real estate, delinquent real estate taxes.
Any questions or comment by the board? If not, please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove County Bridge Match Program Agreement between Gage County and the State of Nebraska for project number STWD-CBMP7, state control number 00974F. And CBMP control number 00974FE.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Jurgens, second by Haxby. These are our two bridge match programs we were awarded. Any rough info on these or?
These will be two box culverts. One of them is on a county road. The other one is on a township road just over, just west of Beatrice here. One's on southwest 61st, roughly a half mile north of Belvedere. The other one is on southwest 75th, roughly a half mile north of Scott. Estimated cost, the one on southwest 61st, estimated cost, we are roughly $447,000. For a 10 by 12 by 66 box culvert. That would be on the county road. And the other one is a 12 by 12 by 40. Estimated cost is $381,000.
And they
what?
$381,000. These are engineered cost estimates.
They will pay 55%
up to
200 grand. So we'll maximize that probably on one and get most of it on the second also.
Yep. Manili Wagner is 80% done with both projects. These were ones that were previously submitted to the Bridge Match project. They wanted to update some survey drawings, so on and so forth. Saline County is the lead. They are a little behind on their drawings yet, so it'll be just a little bit before they get their drawings done. Once their drawings are done, we will get a bid package going, and hopefully we can all get the one same contractor to build all four spots for both of us.
And these will be put on next year's budget? Always important.
Yep. Just was wondering.
All right, we have a motion by Jerkins, second by Haxby. Any additional questions or comment? Nice, we got a couple this time. Please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries.
I had greasing with the dollar bill.
La, la, la. Approve or disapprove resolution 23-02 on signing of project program agreement BL2346 for project number STWD-CBMP7, state control number 00974F, and CBMP control number 00974FE.
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Lytle, second by Swavely. Any discussions? If not, please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Anything else for the good of the order? Lightning quick today, guys.
Don't leave, guys, because I need everybody's signature on this one.
If there's nothing else, I don't have anything else, I don't believe. Any updates we need or anything? Not really updated already.
Yeah, he's got some.
Mr. Conkey.
Discussion on if we are going to let townships change gravel out for rock.
Thank you. That was something we wanted Mr. Jergens here for. In the past, we allowed 1 mile to be exchanged out. Last year, we allowed them to exchange all their miles.
The previous year, before I started, that was there, but I think we carried over last year the same way.
No, last year we allowed 2 miles.
Okay.
Last year we allowed them to swap out 2 miles for rock in lieu of gravel. What is the opinion of the board on allowing townships to use rock in lieu of gravel?
I would say allow any mile to be substituted.
Cost difference approximately?
Rock is just a little bit more, but was a little bit more. I don't know what the new bids are going to be.
What's your opinion, Mark?
5/8 rock is hard to get, and that's what everybody wants. It's great on lower volume roads. It mix it in with some gravel with maybe a little bit of rock. It does work really well, but higher traffic roads, it busts up too fast. I mean, if we're playing catch-up with gravel, I would say keep with gravel as much as we possibly can. I think it's going to be the better long-term.
Would the township roads all be considered low volume?
Some. There's some higher volumes.
Thank you.
Most of them would be, though.
Copy for each of us.
How much did you... I'm sorry, Dave.
Now, there's a few that aren't. You know, Southwest 134th, That's a big wide road, okay, so they start using rock on, did I say 34th? Yeah, okay, that's the one that they wanted to swap us.
Yep.
So,
thank you, Roger. How much did you have swapped out, I guess, when they could swap out rock for gravel? What kind of participation did you have in that? Did many townships swap?
A few of the townships would swap out 1 mile for a mile of rock here and there just because they can get rock faster. There are some townships that are switching over, especially dirt roads that they're still in there. They haven't put material on for years that they're going to be switching over to rock. I mean, one for one is, I mean, I think is great.
If we allowed, what's the average township get for miles?
8 to 8 is on average.
If we allowed them to switch all 8, what kind of participation would you have in that?
I mean, I don't think it'd be a full participation, just with gravel getting caught up like it is.
So the reason I ask is, does it make any difference? Would we see much usage?
Finish up with you.
If they think they want it versus gravel, I would guess most of them would not, but that was just my guess. Terry?
At the last township meeting, if I remember correctly,
it must be a banker.
They wanted to have that
5/8 chip rock.
Right. They wanted to have that, I don't mean authority, but that
flexibility
to use it at their discretion. And but at the time, I don't think... I agree with you. 5/8 rock is good, for a certain amount of time, but I don't think it's going to stand up as what gravel would. I don't think we'd want to go do whatever you want. My opinion. But them guys know the roads better than me, so I don't know.
A couple miles.
What was our limitation? Was it 2 miles last year?
I think it was they could trade 1 mile of gravel for, and this might have been 2 years ago, 1 mile of gravel for 2 miles of rock because it was difficult.
I think it
was But
it was the amount of miles they could do was the question. That's kind of what I was remembering, but somebody said do what you want, but I don't remember that.
Think last year we did that.
Let them do whatever they want. I thought so too, but I didn't think we had very many
We didn't have very many takers on the rock.
Ms. Haxby?
I think the giving them the flexibility to do what they need to do with it, they're going to probably lean towards gravel because they know it lasts longer, but I've been on some of those miles that they changed it and they needed it.
I agree with Terry that 5/8 is nice, and I like it. It's just you can't only have that. I was going to ask Mr. Dorn, that road that they incorporated the 5/8 into 2 years ago, how is that road now?
The rock's gone as far as that is, but it was a lot dustier.
That's a second side effect. But if I thought we did tell them they could do whatever they or as many as they wanted last year.
I thought so.
Because I think at the time the issue was gravel availability.
And that 5/8
I think that was the reason for it, you know, because so behind on gravel lines, you know, all that kind of stuff. I think that was the reason for it, so they could get some type of product on their road if they needed it.
I'm just assuming this is going to get brought up at the township meeting, so
yeah.
I just wanted to give you guys a heads up, and so you aren't blindsided.
Is this time to think about it?
We discussed
right?
some stuff the other day, remember? Tramp trees.
The trees.
The township says what size they want?
Within reason, yeah.
And you don't have to inspect the road, do you?
Not for just a lot.
Let's see, when's the meeting? Nuts.
No, we can just.
23rd.
Oh, yeah. Here's what we'll do. We have a meeting before the township meeting. Let's think about this. We'll approve what we're going to submit for the township. That way we have it for that meeting. That will include what we're going to allow them for rock. That's probably the only change. We'll have those rules that we give them for you guys at the next committee meeting.
We'll have the rock bids then?
We won't have the rock bids, but what we'll have... the 22nd, yep. Those bid also. But there's a separate set of rules for the townships, which states what we'll do for them. It kind of spells out what they get, what they're allowed.
Spot rock, roughly what a truck lineal footage will cover.
So we'll see if we want to make any changes. That would be primarily just that item. Do we want to allow them to swap out the rock, and then we'll inform them of that the next evening. Another discussion point that we can talk about at committee meetings or at our next board meeting, Mr. Harris has gotten the tree letter back to Mark.
Back and forth.
Or back and forth. And Mr. Schuler
got it yesterday. I've already made the changes this morning. It will be sent off to his office again here shortly.
But any chances of having that ready for the township
meeting?
That is
the goal, is to have it ready for that.
We can have it the next meeting so the board can look it over.
But we've kind of taken a little bit of the township out of there to where it's all fallen on to.
So we have full-time staff.
We have full-time staff to cover it.
Probably a good idea, I guess.
We're following through with it, is what it's. Yeah. We're not
basically
handing it off.
Basically, we're going to do more work on it. It'll probably get to our office quicker if you want to do that.
Again, using the system.
That's
what we're trying to do.
A lot of Christmas presents this year.
So we'll have that, but that's what Mr. Schuler had asked about, and so that'll be coming up also. Anything else for the, or do you have
Mr. I just want to make comment, and I've said it before. I'd like to see the road department keep an eye on these, which I think you do, but as opposed to waiting for someone to turn somebody in, that if there's places the landowners need to be cutting the trees for safety purposes.
And that's written in that letter.
Do you initiate that?
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. If I'm seeing an issue, I can come back. I can give details, pictures. I've already spoke to Becky about, you know, running with it. You know, she's got the experience with the weed department. Get everything set up and sent out. So.
Sounds good.
Anything else for the good of the order?
Maybe since it's an early meeting, one thing I wanted to ask is weight limits on our asphalt roads.
95,000.
It's 95,000 for a semi, and is there...
20,000 on a single, 34 on a tandem, 42.5 on a triple, 95 gross.
Okay. I think I've got that from a newspaper clipping. If it hasn't changed back, I saved it. But is it different then? Does it get the increase for grain at harvest time? Is it the...
They have to file a special permit, though.
They basically file with the state a request. I think it's 10% overage.
Something along that line.
10 or 15.
I was thinking 15.
Roger, I think I can answer that. Basically, the only requirements has to be farm only, no commercial. It's 15% over, and you have to have a notebook in your cab that says, I'm hauling from this farm to this location, and you have to sign it daily.
Daily?
Daily.
That's the permit?
Yes, that's your, you make your own permit.
But it's site specific.
Yeah. From this location to this location, and not draw out the road, but they know the route you're going. I mean, you legally, because I found out the hard way, it's got to be updated every day.
Yep. Hypothetic question. So if you're hauling agricultural rock, does that...
No, just grain.
And that's just during certain periods of time, too, harvest.
No.
Or is it to market?
If you got a guy, a farmer that's lazy and doesn't get out there till March,
okay,
that still qualifies. He's going from field to storage. Yeah. Those are the you can't go from storage to someplace else. It has to be field to storage.
Okay, that's what I meant. Because we're, well, just like the Philly Adams Road, it's only been 10 years, been overlaid, and it's needing overlaid again, and it gets a lot of truck traffic.
Oh, yeah, it always
are
has.
Are we getting, are we enforcing the weight limit there? I mean, is
unfortunately,
that...
Donnie, I can tell you, Mr. Schoen does a good job at that.
Okay. Okay. Well, I just wanted to, an update on that.
Enough said.
And I wanted to be clear, and... Is that, I feel like maybe we should publicize that a little better. I mean, there's a lot of grain being moved this winter to markets.
They're running it anyhow. They're assuming risk.
They're
not worried about tickets.
I know people worry about it. They're aware of it. And they worry, they may go ahead and call, but they worry about getting caught. But just... as a reminder, or as
that they can run heavier.
No, well, that's just from the field to market, not or to storage, not from. See, and that's a clarification for me. Of course, I don't have a semi. No. I don't, but I still my single axle.
Out of your band going to market doesn't include it.
My single axle truck is overweight much easier than my tandem axle straight truck. I don't worry about my tandem axle truck, but I do my...
You could put a 20,000 pounds on a single axle.
On a single tire on each side.
On a single tire on each side, and you can haul 20,000 legally. And you're putting 4, 8, 9, 10 tires on the ground within a 10-foot spread, and you're only allowed 34.5. So it don't make sense to me. But that's the law.
I thought how brilliant that is. Different
times, too.
Well, yeah.
Anything else? Oh, Mr. Lytle.
Thank you.
Just a couple things that rumblings I've heard from the building underneath the sewer up north. Our inheritance tax is after it again. Pillen is not a fan of it. There's, but I don't know if. I think it probably survives again, but there are issues as far as inheritance tax goes. So as you talk to Myron and Tom Brand or any other senators that you know, however your feelings are on that, you probably should continue to convey that to them as to how it goes. Talking to the one guy, there's a lot of counties that operate differently than what we do with it, and I know there's been some conversation about if it does go away, somehow the state compensating a certain portion of the county's budget or whatever to cover for the loss of the inheritance tax. So anyway, that is a discussion moving forward up there on the inheritance tax again. There were a couple other things that I think are interesting, but I think that was the biggest one that I'd heard that I discussed with him the other day. So just so you know.
Should we do something as a board to write the letter to the senators? I will individually.
I don't think at this point it is, but I do think it's important that they do hear from us.
And, I mean, the letters are nice. The conversations are probably going to always do a lot more than a letter does. Just like us, we get inundated with letters, and you try to go through everything and read it, but it's all in those relationships that makes
personal contact is better.
Yesterday I was out at the college. The governor was supposed to be there, tied up in legislature. And Dr. Cole was a good speaker.
I didn't make it out for that, but...
He's a good speaker. I've seen him before.
Yeah. Thank you all. If there's anything else, we'll let you know. We will adjourn at 9:52.